Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectrum.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen. I still miss him, but we have his music. As long as I have my show, we'll be listening to cuts of his stuff, Dan Fogelberg. That's from the Innocent Age album. I encourage you to check that out. It's a double album, and I'm dating myself calling it album, but it is. It's really good. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend Chad Moutre, Chief Economist with the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. Tell us about it. Chad, tell us about NAM.
So we are the oldest and largest trade association dedicated to manufacturing, founded in Cincinnati in 1895. So I think we're gearing up towards our 125th anniversary in 2020, so look for some big things happening then.
But you've folded some other organizations in over the years, haven't you? The suppliers, some of the...
That's right. We have all 50 states manufacturing associations are affiliated with us, as well as about 260-plus vertical association.
Right.
So we have like a pretty big army when you combine all that together.
Yeah, so. So check that out and check. Can they subscribe? Can they get your surveys, your outlooks, and everything? Will you send it to them if they hang out with you, or can they come on your website nam.org and find them?
It's on the website nam.org, or they can email me and we can get them added to it.
Have you polled your audience, your members about politics? You know where you stand.
We do. I mean, I think mostly what we're trying to do from the NAM perspective is get the message out there about what pro-manufacturing means. So not just at the presidential level, but, you know, we have obviously 535 congressmen and senators.
Right.
Not all of the senators are up this year, but obviously making sure that we get as many pro-manufacturing, pro-growth candidates in there as we can.
Right.
We are bipartisan, trying to work with both sides, and making sure that they know what it means. If you're for tax reform, what does that mean? If you support trade, what does that mean? Infrastructure, you know, you can go down the list. We put out a document in February called Competing to Win. Again, that's on the NAM's website. And it really goes through each issue, each of our main priority issues, and says to Congress or the White House, this is what it means to be to be pro-manufacturing.
Do you think your members are single-issue voters for manufacturing? And the reason I'm asking that question is, I'm a single-issue voter for small business, and here's why: I vote for the candidates that I know are dedicated to small business. Because if that's the case, then the environment in the marketplace is going to be better for me, which means I'll be more successful, which means I can do all the other things that I care about that I might have been a single issue voter for. See what I mean? But I run into quite a few small business owners who make their living. I mean, they're dependent upon their small business. They're trying to be successful, but literally vote against their small business. What are you seeing out there in the manufacturing?
Well, I mean, I think we're trying to educate people. I mean, I hope that they are single voting for manufacturing. But again, obviously, as you know, the decision process is complex. But,
right.
But we want to make sure people have the information. So not only do we have the Competing to Win document, we have something known as the Election Center, the NAM Election Center.
Right.
People can register to vote on there. We're encouraging our member companies to share the Election Center with their employees.
Have you identified the handful of things that you guys feel are critical for manufacturers and to compare this to the candidate's record and what they say?
We do. So,
this is huge, folks. This is if you're a small business, I'd encourage you to go to the NAM site and look at this, because what I'm telling you, folks, you're a dotted line, if not direct line, you're a dotted line away from a manufacturer in your small business.
So every individual in Congress, we key vote issues. So all of their key vote votes are up there. Contact information is up there. The ability to actually register to vote is up there. And again, we're trying to get our member companies to share this information with their employees.
Good.
So that their employees can.
Well,
vote
tell them to share it with their small business vendors.
We definitely will.
Really, I mean, I don't know if you're doing that, but I'd encourage you to do that.
Yeah.
I've been my whole career on the radio. 18 and a half years, please, small business owners, be a single issue voter for small business. We got all these other single issue voters, people who have no other vested interest anywhere else. Okay, fine. You know, they get to do what they want to do. But if you're a small business owner, stand up for your small business. That's what I say.
We agree. I guess the next leg of the competing to win, just so you know, is we just put out the brief overall summary in February. Later this year, each of those issues is going to have a white paper associated
Good.
With it. And the goal is to take a deeper dive in each of those issues, but also something we can hand off to the transition teams
right.
for the two parties, you know, once we get past the convention.
Good, good. Well, keep up the good work, and we'll see you back again real soon with some more information, right?
Thanks, Jim.
Okay. Take care of yourself. Chad Moutray, ladies and gentlemen. What a great resource he's been for us now all these years. Chief Economist at the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. I encourage you to check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.